covering an uncharacteristically aggressive Patriots offseason.
The Patriots are going to be extremely and uncharacteristically aggressive in this offseason.
It's time for Tuesday with Tom E. Curran.
So why is he so damn special that we have to call him Tom E. Curran?
Aggression TV.
Tommy joins us on the Harbor One Hotline and WEEI's coverage of the NFL Draft presented by Zuti. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuti.com for details. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider. And Tommy, let's start with your latest piece where you sort of pull back the curtain a little bit as to the how the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick and crew sort of put together the draft board. What are some of the things that stood out to you in your story that would pique the interest of those who maybe haven't been able to read your column just yet?
Sure. It talks about stacking, and which is what we all do anyway with ranking the different players. But when the Patriots sit down to rate players, they first do something that's called a vertical stack, meaning every player at a certain position is ranked. So if you got the quarterbacks, you'd have Lawrence and then Wilson, Fields, however you like it. But they have to have a numerical grade with them as well. So that's your first stack. Say Lawrence is 7.0, which is real high, franchise player perhaps, and Fields is 6.2. That's easy enough to do, and you have to have words with it. But then when you do this at the center position, you are going to have players with similar grades. And then there comes something called this horizontal stack that the Patriots do. And then that's when you have to smash the positions together. And I think the reason it's pertinent is we're talking about five quarterbacks, fellas, that could go in the first 15 picks. We're talking about four to five receivers, if you call Kyle Pitts a receiver. So that's 10 picks, all with quarterback and wide receiver. Come on. There's going to be some good grades on the Patriots boards that are going to get driven down, and their stacks and their horizontal and vertical boards are going to lead them to players we're not even talking about.
Well, and I think we always kind of drive ourselves crazy talking about how much the Patriots love value, and they maybe almost enjoy the value more than the pick itself. And as you know, in Michael Holley's book, kind of the famous discussion with Thomas Dimitroff where, hey, Julio Jones and Jonathan Baldwin are basically the same player, and so, you know, if you can get one a lot lower, there's better value there. Do you think that mentality is still there, or at certain positions it's kind of had to change?
I think that it has probably changed as it was shown to them. Look, you need this player, you need this position, you need it staffed, it's not working. But because they hit a lot of those in free agency, whether it be tight end or wide receiver, and again, they didn't go cuckoo at wide receiver so that you have a franchise game changer, I don't think. But it does change it a bit. I look at a guy like Devin McCourty. Here's a for instance that is pertinent to what we're talking about right now. Few people looked at him as a first-round pick, it seemed. The Patriots had the 22nd pick in 2010. They traded back to 24. Denver takes Demaryius Thomas. People around here said, why don't they take him? Anyway, so they're sitting there at 24, and they have a grade on Devin McCourty that probably even doesn't correspond to the rest of the league, and they know they might be able to get him later. But if you aren't mobile and you can't move and nobody wants to get your spot, you take the player with the corresponding grade, even if it's a quote-unquote overdraft, because you're just locked in. No one's dealing. So I think this, you know, next week, if they pull out and go to 19, 22, 23, we're going to flip.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a lot of thought out and explanatory reasons for doing so.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider with us. And Tommy is brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. You mentioned that if there is a trade, you're right, a lot of people will flip. As we sit here, what, 9-10 days before the first round of the draft, what's your gut? Slide up, slide down, stay where they're at. You sort of have an idea as to maybe how the board is setting up. What's your gut tell you right now that you think New England might do at 15?
They're going to stay right there is my inclination, because I do believe that the Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields dice rolls that are made are going to drive good players down the board, whether it's, you know, Caleb Farley coming off a back or Patrick Surtain at cornerback or Darisaw. You know, Rashawn Slater's a tackle from Northwestern who's probably going to go 10 or 11. Parsons, perhaps. But there's going to be a real good player sitting there that doesn't play a position that we have focused on, nor has highlights that we've fixated on. And the Patriots are going to be giddy about it.
Tom, what do you think the relationship right now is like between Belichick and Kraft? We know that Kraft a couple of weeks ago basically called out Belichick for the drafting. Last week when Belichick spoke, he was asked about those comments and didn't really say anything. You know, he just said, hey, we're always trying to improve and blah, blah, blah. And he doesn't think a whole lot has changed. But, you know, so much was made of the Belichick-Brady relationship for 20 years, but now going on 22 years or I guess even more. How do you think that is right now?
I think it's very good. I think they both understand where they're coming from. And I think that Robert's probably his off season the last 2 years, in whatever conversations he has with Bill, has probably crystallized for him what he expects and asked. You know, I don't think he really lectured a Bill, and I don't think he should be lectured to, but just how come this didn't work out is a fair question for an owner to ask an employee. What are we going to do differently is a fair question. And then you check around and say, are things going differently? And, you know, by all accounts, Robert Kraft's included, it appears to be going differently. And I liked what I heard from Belichick last week. I like what I'm hearing kind of, you know, around the team about the collaborative effort. I like where they are in the draft. And I like the moves they've made in free agency. Belichick has been more involved than he was prior. So I think that, I don't think they're buddies. I don't think they're eating out all the time.
Right.
But I think there's the high level of respect that was always there is there. And Kraft probably poked his head up a little bit more and said, what exactly are we doing here? So,
I think for a lot of people when they heard Kraft and he had mentioned he'd mentioned something to the effect of change in approach, which of course was like, oh my God, he's going to roll the dice now and go all the way up to number three and go get a quarterback. So I think Robert Kraft's words, it's the whole, oh, well, how is Bill going to change? And it sounds like from not only what you've written and the way we've discussed, maybe there are different people in the room like Matt Patricia that Bill might listen to a little differently, but it doesn't really feel like the strategy is going to change all that much.
Right. The strategy is not going to change. What's interesting about this and what I've gathered about what Robert Kraft was referring to is there was no mandate to change and be more collaborative. Nick Caserio has been Belichick's right-hand man for more than a decade, really, following Scott Pioli. And over that course of time, they began to share a brain. And Nick knew what Bill wanted. So there wasn't a lot of trading, certainly not the same way that went back and forth with Scott Pioli and Bill Belichick. Push, pull, argue, squabble, come to a conclusion. I think with Nick, because he came up in a certain way, he would basically provide Bill with what Bill wanted. Not that he wasn't good at it, but there wasn't a lot of pushback there. Well, now Nick's gone and Monty Austin Ford's gone. And with Ziegler being a little less experienced, Bill's more involved, but also Patricia's involved. Elliot Wolf, who came from outside the organization, which is key, I think, is involved. So you have all those individuals who Bill is getting to know, and in getting to know them, there's more need for conversation. So that's where the collaborative effort is coming in. It's not mandated. It's more organic. It's more of an exchange of ideas from different people who you watch two people sitting when they've been married for 55 years and you say, boy, those two people are just sitting there at their table and they're not talking because they don't have to. They know how the other one's thinking.
They've heard it all. Yeah. They've heard all the stories already. Tom, what are the chances that the Patriots go into camp this year with just Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham on the quarterback depth chart?
Nil. No way. They're going to add someone. They're going to add someone in the draft.
Now, let me change that a little bit. If they add, like, the next Danny Etling, like, does that even count? Like, if they take a day three. So you mean maybe the first 2 days of the draft quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think certainly by the fourth round there would be a quarterback. And if not, that means stay loose for Teddy Bridgewater or Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever else might be coming in. But, you know, I think Cam Newton's contract announces to everyone with a bullhorn, we're not looking at this guy as our starter unchallenged. And everything that's been said means he's not their starter unchallenged. He has to win that job. And this is really, when you think about it, Jarrett Stidham's second year. This is his second offseason. Last year's offseason didn't count. So I still say, Gresh, don't pull the ripcord on him yet.
Interesting. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston with us every Tuesday. Tommy, thanks, friend. Appreciate it. Good intel.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Tom.